And welcome in our friend Corey Curtis from News 2, brought to you by Tennessee Men's Clinic. Corey, good morning. How are you doing?
I am fantastic. I watched the young Ava Martinez Curtis pop in three goals yesterday.
Oh.
So first career hat trick. It was a huge weekend at our house.
That's a big weekend. That's a
ground. Nice.
Is that coaching from you? Who do we give credit to?
No. Yeah, my coaching career ended. She is now plays for one of the local clubs.
So no credit to you whatsoever.
No, absolutely not.
Okay, all right. I'm just throwing it out there.
I'm the Will Ferrell of soccer coaching.
Oh, good. Great movie.
I just sit on the sideline and drink coffee. That's right.
That's right. So, Corey, the Titans hosting a couple different visits today.
Yeah. But
let's start with the J.C. Latham part of this. He played right tackle at Alabama. Obviously, physically, there's a ton of ability there. He's very gifted. We'll see what that means in the NFL in terms of can he play the left? Is he going to stay on the right? If it is a right tackle and that's where he's best suited in the NFL, would you have a problem if that's the route the Titans win at number 7 with J.C. Latham?
Well, a little bit, because you still haven't solved your left tackle, and your left tackle is going to cost you money at some point. And we ran into this problem a few years ago. If you remember, we watched as the Titans had Jack Conklin, and they didn't want to pay him, I think it was $14 million, because he was a right tackle and not a left tackle. Well, then you shouldn't have drafted him 11th overall or 9th or wherever they picked him.
8th overall, yeah.
8th, yeah. So that's, yeah, traded up from 11 to 8. That's the issue that I have is financially, you know, you still need that left tackle, and now you're going to put yourself in a bind when it comes to retaining this guy in 4 or 5 years. And so, you know, that would be my only issue with it is, you know, figuring out the financials and then still having a gaping hole on that side, which you seemingly have no answer for. If you're not going to get him in the first round, I guess you could go tackle, you know.
Yeah.
Look, they did it in, what was it, 2004? When they went in the second and the fourth with Ruse and Stewart, and that worked out pretty well. So you could go Latham and say Patrick Paul from Houston, and just, you know, you got your left in the second and your right in the first. It wouldn't look awful. I think we can say that.
Yeah, it's funny. I think you hit. Think about that move, like the Conklin. Like, go back and think of all the mishaps that happened out of that. Had they just paid Conklin what he wanted and kept him, and you know, I mean, I know he's been hurt in Cleveland too, but
yeah.
They gave him an offer, but they lowballed him. But yeah, imagine all of the mishaps that would not have happened after that, and then where what would have happened from there? That's kind of a fascinating thing to think about. On the visit front too, Corey. Like Malik Nabers is like Titans everything, you know, with him. I mean, they're very, and he's one of their visits, and they did the interview and all this stuff. And it does feel like, I mean, he's a guy who could be there for them, but I don't know. Do you read anything into that?
Well, I mean, yeah, I do. You know, they only have 30 of them, right? So they're not going to waste one on a guy that they're not interested in. So, I mean, I think it's pretty clear they're taking a good, strong look at him. And, you know, it goes back to that whole Brian Callahan thing of saying if all things are equal, he's going to want the guy, you know, who scores touchdowns. And I get it, and I love Malik Nabers, so don't get me wrong. So if they took him, I wouldn't be like, oh, man, they blew it. You know, you don't get worse by getting good football players. I will continue to say that. But I don't think all things are equal, all right? They're in much better shape in the wide receiver room than they are at the tackle room. I understand that they're older at the wide receiver room, and that's another reason why I wouldn't get all bent out of shape if they took him. And also, if you think he is Justin Jefferson, if you think he is Ja'Marr Chase, then you take that guy, all right? And so we have to wait and see on that. But, no, I don't look into this and say, well, they're just giving him a visit, because to me, I take top 30s pretty seriously.
Well, so I think a lot of Titans fans, Corey, have like dismissed the idea that they're going receiver now that they've signed Ridley, right? I mean, they've got Ridley, they've got Hopkins. We all know they need a left tackle. So they're going to have to get a left tackle at some point. But, I mean, I'm not opposed to it. Like, if Nabers is there or a Dunze, whoever, and you think that they're better than a Joe Alt or a J.C. Latham, I'm cool with you going wide receiver at that point. Like, to me, those guys don't come around very often. If you have a chance to get them and you think they're that good, go get them.
Absolutely. I mean, that's why I say, you know, you don't get worse by taking, you know, good football players. If you had a better running back at seven that you loved, I wouldn't be upset about it. If you had a better, you know, cornerback at seven, I mean, you don't, you know, the whole idea is with the draft is to get better players. Okay. And so, you know, I always go back to, there were 20 whatever teams that passed on Aaron Rodgers because they had a quarterback. There were how many teams that passed on Adrian Peterson because they had a running back. The idea isn't just to fill holes on your team, but yes, that is part of it, but it's to get better players. And when you get a chance at generational players or just all pro, Pro Bowl caliber players, you know, you've got to take those chances because, you know, as we've seen, there've been years at a time where the Titans haven't had very many of those. And, you know, when you've got those guys, they make a difference. And so if you've got a chance at a all-pro, Pro Bowl caliber receiver and you're not going to take it, I mean, that would seem to be foolish unless you think, you know, Joe Alt is an all-pro caliber tackle that you could lock down for 10 years. That remains to be seen. The other thing, you know, I guess I should have brought up with Latham is if they want him, doesn't that – indicate a real possibility of trading down?
I mean, so
you know, you could go back, because if you're good with Alt or Latham or, you know, Ola, you know, then you're like, okay, we're good with any of these guys. You could go back to 11 or 13, or I mean, maybe the Bears want to trade up from 9 to get one of them, and you're like, okay, you take whichever one you want, we'll take one of the other ones. So it'll be interesting to see, you know, if the Latham thing is because they're willing to go back.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, I would think that if there's a partner, then that could be ideal for them to get more picks. Corey, I do need to get your shock level on John Calipari to Arkansas.
Not shocked that he's leaving, but leaving for Arkansas, yeah. I mean, I don't know what it is. I just don't see. I just don't see him there. All right. I mean, and maybe because I'm just used to seeing him at Kentucky, and maybe because he's a Northeast guy going to Arkansas, that just seems a little weird.
Calling the Hawks.
But you know, look, you know, he's a great coach and he's a great recruiter, but the results have not lived up to it at Kentucky. You know, Samaria and I had a long talk last night about, you know, how at some schools, good is not good enough. It's just like for the Lady Vols. You know, Kelly Harper did a good job, but that is not good enough for the Lady Vols. And so I think after he survived that opening shock of the latest first-round gaffe, I thought, well, it looks like he's going to stay. So I was pretty surprised last night, and then pretty surprised to see him married to another team. But Joe, you know this, and Robbie, you know this too. Don't let me exclude you.
Please don't.
When coaches leave like this, they are quite often encouraged to, or let be known that their home wouldn't be upset if they left.
Yeah, I think that's a really good point, Corey. Last thing for you: Preds are 1 point away from clinching a playoff berth for the ninth time in the last 10 years. What do you make of the way they're playing right now? And if they're able to get this done, how big of an accomplishment is that for this group, given expectations heading into the year?
Well, they're not on the heater that they were on. That's clear. I still think they probably need to get their legs underneath them a little bit more. I have to think that they ran out of gas a little bit, no matter what anybody says. But I think yesterday was a good game from the aspect of that's the kind of game good teams win. That, you know, they find a way to scratch and claw and get that W, and that is what they did. That shot by Evangelista was a heck of a shot. Yep. I mean, he got that puck out in front of him and saw he had, what, about a 4-inch window over the goalie's shoulder and just tucked it in there. That was a heck of a shot by that kid. And then, you know, Saros, you know, outside of giving up his first shot of the game, you know, Saros was Saros, and you could say he's the reason they won that game. And then the shutout in the shootout, that gets it done. So, you know, they just got to get across the finish line. I don't know if they're going to get across at the first or the second wild card at this point. They're going to have to play better if they want to hold on to that top spot, because I believe Vegas has two games in hand.
Correct.
And so I won't be surprised if they're eighth, but I don't really care, because whether they're playing Edmonton or Colorado or Winnipeg or, I mean, or whoever, Dallas, to me, those teams are all, you know, one ABC, and you're going to have to play well to beat one. I would be much more concerned about them playing well and being a little more rested when they got there than whatever the matchup is.
Corey, great stuff, as you know, always. Congratulations to Ava on the hat trick.
It was amazing, and your time is coming. So you might want to start looking up YouTube and charting some soccer practices.
Yeah.
That's where I learned to do it. So,
little cone drills left and right. We can do that.
Yeah, you know, they got to get older for the cone drills. At some point, they just got to point them in the direction and tell them to run there.
Run, go that way. That's right.
Kick the ball.
Yeah. No. You got to turn around. No, the parking lot's there. You got to turn around.
awesome stuff, Corey. Thank you, sir. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, you guys have a great week.